Hello, hello, guys. Well, look at that. Time flies, doesn't it? That's a wrap for another season of Anthology of Heroes. This one has been my favourite so far, but I can't remember if I said that last time. There's been some milestones that I'm really stoked we've accomplished during these last 14 or so episodes. But before we dive into that, I wanted to announce that we're doing a little giveaway. If you'd like to score yourself a stylish new Anthology of Heroes branded hoodie, completely free, and help me improve the show, then go to our website, anthologyofheroespodcast.com, or one word, sign up for our mailing list, a little pop-up should appear, but if it doesn't, just scroll down a little and you'll see it. And then after that, take a 5-minute listener survey. The survey has a few questions designed to help me understand what you like and what you don't like about the podcast. I put this together to try and understand and make the show a bit better when we come back for season 5. It's around 10 questions or so, and at the end there's an option to pick your hoodie size and color if you're the winner. Even if you're not interested, I'd really appreciate your feedback. The links to both the survey and our website can be found in the episode links right below. Oh, and before I forget, I'm also starting a Discord channel for the show. Discord, if you haven't heard, is like a chat room dedicated to a specific topic. Only a few of my friends enjoy history as much as I do, and before I created the show, I wished I had more people to share it with. So if you can kind of relate to that and you want to chat and just hang around with people like yourself, why not jump in and we can get a bit of a community going? You can find the links to our brand new Discord channel in the description below as well. Right, so that's housekeeping done. This season, the show passed 50 episodes. Crazy. I remember a few years ago writing my first 10 or so episodes on the sunny shores of the Philippines, back when I had the idea of writing this all into a kind of blog. I remember doing my first take of our very first episode on Scanderbeg. I've since re-recorded it and hopefully purged its existence from the internet, but the other day I came across my own copy of it. It sounded like... well, garbage, to be honest. It was terrible, and sometimes you forget how much you've improved until you make little comparisons like that. Season 4 saw a new microphone, a new mixer, a new preamp, a new set of plugins to hopefully bring you a much smoother listening experience. It also saw the first themed multi-part episode, where I covered the Spanish Reconquista from the perspective of three different figures. This was much tougher to write and research compared to our usual episodes. Figuring out how to compress a story like this and trying to make sure that I covered different viewpoints was a real challenge. But I was really happy with how it turned out, particularly the story of Bo Abdil, which I think is probably my favourite episode so far. Research creep has definitely become more of an issue for me this season. I usually spend about 2 or 3 hours a day on the show, and lately I've become greedier, I guess, with the books I need. As Daniel Bellelli told me in an interview, there's definitely such a thing as diminishing return with research. After you get your basic timeline down, you're not getting too much extra juice from one author to the next, save for an extra quote or two. So that's something I'll be trying to address in season 5. That being said, the 2-week and now what's become a 3-week deadline is becoming increasingly hard for me to meet. Sometimes episodes just flow, but other times there's a bit of massaging the script. And the last episodes of this season really left me up against the wire to get these out on time. My day job keeps the bills paid, so unfortunately that's always going to take priority, but I also don't want to push out something that's rushed just to hit a deadline. I thought about how I could shave off a few days editing if I skipped the music or sound effects, but I feel like those are things that are really important to help set the scene, and I think the episode would just feel unfinished if I did that. So next season I'll be asking you to be a little bit patient with the release schedule. To make it fair to my generous patrons, I'll be changing the payment method to episodic, so if I don't get an episode out in a month, for instance, you won't be charged. I've had quite a few of you message me on Instagram or through the contact form on our website. There's been a few requests asking me to cover a specific person, but the majority of them are just people letting me know what specific parts of an episode they enjoyed. Not only do messages like this really brighten my day, but it's also really useful information to know what you, as the audience, resonated with. By understanding that, I can try and gravitate to more stories that are similar. And this is where I came up with the idea for a listener survey with some more targeted questions. My fellow Aussies seem to be the most vocal with feedback, so shout out to my boys down under. But since joining Evergreen, I've seen a huge uptick with listeners from the States. You guys make up about 50% or more of my audience now. I'm sure a couple of you have noticed that there aren't any USA-centric stories yet, but I promise they are coming. I'm in the early stages of planning for some stories about some Native Americans, or Native North Americans, I should say, so keep an eye out for those. And that is it for me. On a personal note, I'm very excited to be heading back to Australia to see my family, who I haven't seen since COVID hit. Looking forward to wrapping my lips around a disgusting yet equally refreshing VB long neck. The show will be going dark until late January, early February, which will give me some time to refresh and get a head start on research for season 5. I'll still be active on Instagram, and hopefully our Discord will be chugging along as well, so I'd love to hear from you on either of those platforms. For my wonderful patrons, I'll be putting your pledges on hold so you won't be charged for that time. This has been Anthology of Heroes Season 4. Thanks for listening and see you soon. Don't forget, the links to the listener survey, mailing list, and Discord channel are just below. Take care.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, podcast listeners, I'm Paul Brandis introducing my podcast, Countdown to Dallas. It's a fascinating, in-depth look at the seemingly unconnected events that led to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It's based on my book of the same title. In that book and in this podcast, I go all the way back to 1939 when Lee Harvey Oswald was born into a troubled and dysfunctional family. I'll follow his transient and often violent teenage years and young adulthood, painting a fuller picture of the man who would later become Kennedy's killer. I also take a look at events unfolding in that era like Cuba and Vietnam. And I'll unpack the conspiracy theories too, not one of which has ever been conclusively proven. Subscribe to Countdown to Dallas at evergreenpodcasts.com or your favorite listening app, October 31st.